I would like to thank my teacher of the heart, Jhana Draka, her teacher, Blanche Hartman, my current teacher, Doug Jacobson, and all the ancestors in my lineage. Time seeps into all aspects of life, as I am sure all my ancestors would agree given their state. Even death teaches us about time. It both is an end and comes to an end. So we should enjoy each moment and breathe. Which suggests a teaching from my teacher Jhana that each breath is your last breath and so should be cherished. I agree, but I'd like to rephrase it in a slightly more positive way to say that each breath is your first and so should be cherished. The truth is probably that it is both first and last. As right as I feel, I try not to cling to my idea that each breath is the first. Similarly, when I sit in meditation, I try not to count the seconds and minutes left, instead relying on my own intuition and breath. Time should be allowed to flow like water through your fingers, catching the rocks and leaves while creating a smooth flow that is effortless. Holding on to it is futile, as it changes and is naturally formless unless we slow down. This talk is given as a bodhisattva. I hope that I have seen you as a being. I hope that I have helped dissolve delusion with these deluded words. I hope that I have opened new learning gates for you. To me, the Buddha's way is without equal. I hope you become what you seek.